no problem. By the way, I just want to say
radio.
Yeah, it's the West Coast remix. West side to best side. Snoop, Game, E-40.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
What you want, shorty, what you need.
What you need?
My niggas run the game, we ain't never leave.
Never leave.
Counting up this money, we ain't never sleep.
Never sleep.
You got V12, I got 12 V's. Got bottles, got weed, got my
money. I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want, I got what you need.
Need.
Shorty, what you want, I got what you need.
Hey.
Shorty, what you want, I got what you need.
I'm all the way up. Hey. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up.
Hey.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up.
Riding in a Lexus, I'm floating out of space with Air Roy Jetson, Battlestar Galactica, who rolling with you? I'm way up, twisting like the solar system, so official, air traffic's notified, blow the whistle, old pistol, 45, ma we miss you, these weak bitches horrified, glorified, bitch you better get your story right, or disappear, vamoose, papoose, that's my nephew, so you know we got the juice, loose lips, sink ships, trip this for a second, I'm all the way up on this Fat Joe record, don't let me down. I'm too high for you to get me now. 22 years on top, so you could never forget me now. There's no way to shut me down. Rock and roll with the lion if you're with me now. Hit me now. I'm back to the Snoop shit. LBC, East Side, that's the movement. Gangster music, do it, I do it. I make it rain, pop, pop, bang.
Rocking through Manhattan, Kobe retired in Brooklyn on the bandwagon. 100 bands in my pockets, got my pants sagging. My granny still tell a nigga, pull him all the way up. Bentley truck splashing on 2 chains. Got it on monster truck tires, I'm in 2 lanes. Hop out, Marty McFly, my kicks, Liu Kang. California plates, black and yellow, nigga, Wu-Tang. Oh, 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 yeah, old dirty bastard in this Mustang. My whips change colors like a moon ring. I hear that big pun playing, nigga, turn it all the way up. Back on my bullshit, nigga. I'm a Golden State Warrior, fuck that bullshit, nigga. Steph Curry with the pot, Draymond with the Glock. Turn your body into clay, I see your truck and shoot it all the way up. Catch me on the west like Ye, or on the east like Dave. Hit my beats by Dre, and if a bitch in my DMs, I know what's up. She tryna fuck, pull her panties to the side and go all the way up. Now let me see them hands, throw them all the way up. Like I'm DJ Khaled, put them all the way up. Make a west side, throw it all the way up. They looking for easy, I point it all the way up.
What you know about turning a quarter zip into a half a brick? Making it out of the ghetto without your wig split. Wristwatches that don't tick with the international warranty card that comes with it. Courtside seats, arena suites. Shining, got diamonds, $10,000 in my teeth. Cool with the hustlers and athletes. What you making a year? I'm making a week. I can eyeball and hand wave to Yola, I'm an appraiser. Put you out like a cigarette butt, shut down your circuit breaker. Got a key around my neck, clientele and clout. Longevity like that boy Kevin Lyles and Steve Style. Bosses. One hit wonder what I'm not. I used to rap back in the days with Pac. Believed in myself, went with my gut. Hell of pimp.
Now I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way
shorty,
up.
Shorty, what you want, shorty, what you need.
What you need?
My niggas run the game, we ain't never leave.
Never leave.
Counting up this money, we ain't never sleep.
Never sleep.
You got V12, I got 12 V's. Got bottles, got weed, got
my I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want, I got what you need. Shorty, what you want, I got what you need.
Hey.
Shorty, what you want, I got what you need.
I'm all the way up. Hey. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up.
Hey.
Yo, 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 yo. Wild,
West Coast Wednesday with your boy Jay, the best of cold water can do. Your favorite host. Yeah, yeah, I know Mr. Dreamer out there hyping himself up right now. And it's good, it's good. I'm not mad at it. It's not doing a solitary bit. I love it in you, girl. Do it big. See, you got South Carolina popping right now. Tell me, man, she's trying to bring that connection to Vegas this way. Like I said, it's the Wild and West Coast Wednesday, back on the air, and we all the way up. I'm in the spot, shirt off, it's hot. Scorcher in Vegas right now. It's like 100,000 degrees outside. I'm on my third Slurpee for the day. I sweated out two outfits, took 9 showers. I think what I'm trying to tell you folks is it's hot. Just damn hot today. So today's episode is going to be a very fun one. Got a comedy buddy of mine coming on, the name of Byron Kemp Stout. Interesting dude, very interesting dude. We're going to talk to him today. He's a painter. So for those of you guys that know him, y'all see his work. Surprisingly good. So we'll be talking to him today. And not surprisingly good because, you know, like as if he would suck or anything like that. No, it was just, you know, I wasn't expecting him. So that's kind of cool that he does that. So we'll be talking with him in moments. Today's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. So make sure you guys not doing anything special. Come out to Money Plays. Catch that Money Mike. Your boy, Jay. That's me. I'll be out there telling my special brand of funny jokey jokes and whatnot. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and get our show rolling. But my first interview for today, Mr. Byron Kemp. Yeah.
You knew we had an astronomy test tomorrow.
Glass blows. What I need to know about the universe is that Adam at the center of it. Oh, big bump, sing along. You came out poor because your views are wrong.
Why? Stop.
All right. Might be having a little bit of technical difficulties. So let me work on that for a moment so we can get that handled. Play a little musical interlude for you good people.
Huh?
Play a little Big Deal from a girl, PJ Dakota. Shout out to PJ Dakota.
Give a shout out to all my fans, cause I'm the one causing havoc, changing up the game. Cause after me, it would never be the same. Ain't nothing changed, still the same, screaming daydream. I am the one that you hate, wishing you was me. I am the one at night that you dream about. I am the one that can make you scream and shout. You can't believe it, stay the shock when you see me. Cause I'm the one that you watching on TV. I am the one jamming, dancing on the stage. I am the one that's got your boyfriend all in the days. I am the one in the streets that you hear about. I am the song your MP3 can't be without. I am the one controlling mood the crowd. Got them in the club, just jumping up and down. Get it twisted, I'm persistent, yes, I'm a star. Outshine the rest, I'm the best, baby, by far. Can't measure up, not even close, so please don't try. So when you see me on top, don't look surprised. I am the one, got your fool with my pretty lips. Make the wrong move if you wish, then get shook. I shut it down, sell them out when I do my thing. A triple threat diva, plus I rap, produce, and sing. I get it in to the end, and I won't stop. I'm kicking ass and taking names till I reach the top. So if you're in my wing, I suggest you lay low. So you can miss all the shrapnel when the shit blows. And when the dust clears, no one's standing but me. The name is TJ, the company is Daydream. YouTube, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. I'm the cream of the crop, baby, guaranteed a winner.
All right, and that was PJ Dakota. Come out of Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, Cleveland, Ohio. Good chick right there. She's working on some new stuff, so keep an eye out for her. But without further ado, no drum roll because I don't got no sound effects. Byron Kent Stout, how are you doing today, my man?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
Oh, not bad, man. Thank you for being on, first of all. And I'm just trying to stay cool, man, because I don't know if you're in town or not, but it's 1,000 degrees.
And
if
Troy isn't one of them, that's
because
you're
in your
favorite.
Crazy hot. So, now, I know you just, you know, I just know you just from, you know, doing stand up and everything, and I just recently found out you're a painter. So the biggest question I got, and you should know, how did you start your comedy, and what led you to painting?
What led me to start doing comedy?
Yeah,
I started doing an open mic in Salt Lake City, and I had been writing jokes for several years before I ever did an open mic, about 6 years ago. And it was one of those things. I think a lot of comedians, they have people tell them they should be a comedian, but they don't know how to do it. And so I finally found out where to do it, and you know, that open mic, you know, that first time was, you know, it's kind of like the moment of truth, and because you always think you're funny, and then you find out at that open mic is your funny translatable to stand up, and I did okay enough to want to keep doing it tonight. I just That's how it started.
That's pretty much how I started too. All my friends were like, it's funny, you should do stand up. How many people tell you that, though?
What would you say?
I said, how many people actually tell you, you know, hey, you're funny, you should do stand up until you believe it?
Yeah, all the time, man.
Yeah. That's how I started. My first time, you know, it went good enough that I want to do it again. Like you said, it went okay enough that I want to do it again.
Yeah.
So from that point, what led you to painting, or had you always painted?
Well, I've been painting for like 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And it's been consistent. Sometimes I've taken time off art to do comedy, and I've taken time off comedy to do art. But I'm really trying now, you know, to make it with both, to express myself like as hard as I can with both. And it's really difficult to make time for both. But like, I love it so much. Like, it's like my id and my ego. Like, you know, my paintings, you know, represent, you know, like the the nice things that go through my brain, like the beauty that I see, like even in like, you know, trying to take a, like a dirty part of town and expressing it in a pretty way.
Right.
My comedy is the opposite. I want to take a dirty part of town and, you know, make it dirtier. You know, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes perfect. I've been blessed to hear to catch your stand up quite a few times, and yeah, you're a funny dude, man. You're hilarious, bro. That's cool, man. I like that you can you're able to separate your brain like that. You know, that's a needed part of life.
Yeah, I think I think I'm both left-brained and right-brained. I think creatively and I think logically. I actually take chess pretty seriously, and that's you know, a lot of logic goes into that. And
right.
I've been playing chess forever, and my brain thinks logically, but at the same time, I focus on creative things. And I think that's kind of why there's usually a method that I use, you know, for my jokes and for my paintings.
All right. So what is your, well, I don't want to give, I don't want to give you a secret, but like, you have like a special preparation to do, like you have like certain food that you eat, like, and everything like before a show or while you're getting ready to, you know, coming up to the show?
Well, I do, you know, comedy like every night. And so, you know, it's, you know, I'll watch a few videos and I'll run over my set real quick. I mean, I'll kind of, you know, look at the audience and, you know, just, I don't, nothing too special. I mean, I feel like, you know, once you get on stage and you kind of sort of feel out what's going on, that's like, you know, like that's when you kind of have to have prepared. But no, I'm not explaining myself. That's that's when it when you're on stage, that's fuck it, let's move on. My brain is it's not I have an idea that it's not working.
Believe it or not,
it's not working out in words.
Right, but you know, believe it or not, I kind of get what you're saying. It's hard to put into words like really like what it is that, you know, because like me, I when I get ready to go do a show, I'll have a whole set ready to go, like in my head that I've been planning for weeks in advance. I've been using it set forever, and get on stage and do something else, you know,
yeah.
Together. So I kind of get what you're saying. So no, don't think you weren't going anywhere. No, you were getting there, at least to me. So that's all that matters. You know,
thank you.
That's
what you're here for.
That's what I'm here for. Yeah.
Of my nonsense.
That's what I do. I'm a man of the people, man. I'm here for you.
You know what? I'm in my car right now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. And I'm actually not driving. I'm just sitting in my car outside of my apartment. Because I don't get service in my apartment. I don't get service in my apartment. So
that sucks.
Yeah, I just felt like telling you that. I don't know.
And let me guess, and your rent's like really expensive, isn't it?
No, I live in the ghetto, dude. Like there are like tranny hookers like walking around right now, so I'm kind of distracted.
Oh, nice.
No, I live on Karen and Maryland, and they're just transsexual hookers that walk up and down the street.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're at. Yeah, that's you're in the armpit of Vegas, bro. Actually, it's really the taint.
It's tight. It's tight. Like, someone's like, oh, that's not like. that's not a very friendly part of town. And I'm like, no, those trannies are really friendly.
Yeah, it's, that's what they had. If you look at it, it's not a bad part of town. It's just the shit that happens, you know what I'm saying, in the surrounding communities. Like you'll have one apartment complex is super crappy. You don't even want to leave your nothing there. And then there's another one, you have a baby in the middle of the neighborhood, and eventually someone will feed and clothe that baby.
Yeah.
And wait for you to come back. Yeah, that's how weird it, that little area right there is weird like that. So no, you're right. The trainees are cool. I can't agree with you on that. The trainees over on Karen and Maryland Parkway are decent people. You ever eat at that Roberto's over there?
No, I don't. What are you talking about? Where?
That's Eastern. That's a street. That's a block or two down.
Okay.
You said. Yeah. No, you said Karen and Maryland Parkway. I was thinking of a little further down. No.
I'll check that out.
Yeah. No, actually, you're closer to Felipe's. Go to Felipe's. It's on Twain.
Westgate. I'm close to Westgate.
You're closer to Westgate. Yeah. Go to Felipe's. It's on Twain. It's a little up from Twain. Or a little up Twain.
Between Paradise and Maryland. But I live across the street from this gated community that that the houses are just so nice. And then just like 20 feet from that is just, you know, these ghetto apartments. And I keep going back to the prostitutes, but someone said that the tranny hookers, this is where they go because like all the rich guys, the rich old men from the nice houses come out and
rich people are weird, man. That's all I got to ask them, that rich people are weird,
just
man.
Just post that on Facebook. Just see what people say.
You know what? I'm going to right now. Right now. I'm making it happen. Wait a minute. What's going on? All right. I'll discard it. Get it on the toast. All right. Rich people are weird. Honestly, you know what? I kind of feel that way, too. Deeply inside. Because they can get away with shit that us normal people can't. And I don't understand why. How do you spell W-I-E-R-D, right? No.
Like, have you ever, like, worked, like, really, like, hard for, like a paycheck, and you get that paycheck, and you just know it's going to be, like, immediately gone, and you get that paycheck, and you're just, you know, like, can I curse? I don't know if I can curse.
Yes, it's internet radio, dude. Go ahead. Let it fly.
But you get that paycheck, and you just want to be like, you know, fuck it. Like, fuck rent. Like, fuck my car payment. Fuck my car insurance. You know, fuck whatever. I'm taking this check, and I'm going to Fiji right now, you know?
You could
do that and then you know, the rest of your life would be shitty, but you could.
Right. You don't have nothing. We could certainly do that. And what are we complaining for, right? Fuck is our problem?
Yeah.
Go fuck it. You want to go to Fiji? Go to Fiji. Don't expect shit when you come back, though.
Right.
Don't expect shit when you come back, because it'll probably all be gone. Stay. Just stay. I myself personally would love to go and just pack up my shit, just go to a third world country and not come back. Because that paycheck I worked so hard, I'd live like a king.
Yeah. People say Thailand. We should go to Thailand, like.
Let's do that.
Yeah, should we make plans over the air and just go to Thailand?
Just go to Thailand. I'm with that. At that point, it's solidified. I get my unemployment every Wednesday. So
nice.
I can at least probably I get halfway there.
You know, it's hard to, you know, make plans when you live in the ghetto, because like I get you know, if someone's like wants to do something on Sunday, it's like, well, I get paid on Friday, but I usually get robbed on Saturday, you know. So
right, there is no kicking it on, you know, say a payday weekend.
Yeah,
unless it's an alternating weekend of not a bill being paid.
Right. Right. We got so off track, dude.
Right. Well, yeah. We did kind of get caught off track. But it's okay. It's my show. We do what we want. It's Wild and West Coast Wednesday.
Good.
Do the fuck we want, bro.
Good attitude.
We do the fuck we want. And that's my next thing. Now, this is my own personal feeling as being a comic. I feel that now I can just do whatever I want. Well, not whatever I want. I can't just go break the law, but I can do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong for feeling like that? Do you feel that way?
You feel like you can say whatever you want on stage?
Okay.
Is that what you're asking me?
Like, do you feel like you can say whatever you want on stage?
I mean, I feel like I could if I wanted to, but there's a part of me, like, if I know that, like, I have jokes about, like, midgets, but if, like, I saw a midget in the crowd, I wouldn't tell it. I feel like my comedy and my art is there to, you know, to make people laugh and to make people, like, feel good. And so a lot of the stuff that I want to say would just be disrespectful, and I choose, like, not to do it just because, like, I don't – that, like, defeats the purpose of why I do it. But, I mean, some places I feel like, you know, I could say whatever I wanted and, you know, no one would care. I mean, there's a lot of places where you're basically talking to yourself, so it doesn't matter. But, I mean, how do you feel about it?
Like, I feel like I could say whatever I want to a point. There has to be a point where there's got to be a limit, because there's going to be at some point where, I mean, the crowd's going to be the crowd. They're either going to be offended or not offended. There's a 50-50 shot with them. But I think there's a point where you have to be mindful of the money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, that's really how I feel.
Yeah, I've gotten fired from shows and not booked for shows because of things, you know, that the content. But I always kind of, you know, unjustifiably say that, you know, that it's politics. But sometimes it's really, it really might be too offensive.
Right. But you got to take it as it goes, right?
Yeah. I mean, it feels good getting fired sometimes.
Well, yeah, maybe they want to work with him in the first place, huh? I could certainly see that being good with somebody. You're like, I don't even know if I want to be on this show with you guys anyway, you know?
Yeah, to just totally change your perspective 100%, just create a new feeling in your brain where you're just like, you know, fuck these guys. I'm too good for these guys. But
it could happen. I mean, honestly, you could really be like sitting there with, you know, before, you know, you're in the green room waiting to get called, and you're looking around and you're like, what the fuck am I doing here with these guys?
Yeah, I mean, if you're like, the brain is a powerful thing. You could, you know, you could just make like a new, like, opinion just to satisfy how you feel, you know?
Right, exactly.
It's easy, but you just have to practice.
Right. Sometimes you do gotta play ball.
You know, I've been sober from drugs and alcohol for like close to 6 years now. And
really?
Yeah. And all the time, like at least once a week, people like ask me if I'm high. And I'm sure you've been thinking of that the whole time. It's like all you can do is just say you're weird. Like, no, I'm just weird. Like,
no, you know what? Honestly, first of all, I've been around you a few times, so I already let you don't smoke or anything like that. But
yeah.
I don't think that's right for anybody to question your thoughts like that. That's not fair.
Yeah. Okay.
It's really not fair. I'm gonna run with it one day, because then I'll thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know about work. I'm gonna outlaw thinking. I'll work on that anyway. So you I'll work on that. You can stay tuned. So for 6 years you haven't nothing.
Yeah, just all nope. No, it's just all sobriety. Every night. At a bar or a club, you know, people are drinking. I'm totally sober. I'm fucking sober.
Wow.
It's insane.
How hard is that?
What?
I gotta ask. I mean, 6 years is, I mean, that's a long time ago. But even now, I mean, still is it like, kind of like, damn it. You gotta watch others drink.
I don't want to front. It's more like 5.5 years, but you appreciate how much better your life has gotten since you got sober, but also you just deal with what's uncomfortable about being the only sober person, and you just make a compromise, and like there are times where I would like a drink or to smoke weed with people after the show. But before I got sober, like I couldn't get booked. Like I couldn't like talk to human beings. I couldn't like get laid. Like I was just too fucked up all the time to even survive as a comedian.
So it wasn't healthy.
My art was good because it came from a place of like pain.
Well, yeah,
but,
artist motif.
But yeah, but at the same time, you get to be like the smartest person in the room at like around 2 a.m. And
awesome.
That feels good.
Well, I bet. I'm definitely sure that is the best feeling in the world, because it's not hard, especially amongst us comics. That's not hard.
Right.
Especially at 2 a.m. Especially at 2 a.m. That's so...
Like, another thing that I was thinking about with sobriety, because a lot of people, they don't understand why I don't smoke weed, like, which was like a problem for me as well. I had to give up all of it, but
right.
I don't see how people can look at like weed as like an innocuous, it's nothing. Like I think weed should be legal. I think all drugs should be legal, but it is a really powerful mind altering. It's a crazy thing. It's like, it's a powerful fucking drug. It's amazing and beautiful, but it's not like innocuous. It's, I've been way more fucked up smoking weed than drinking. Like like, I remember being, like, in Kmart and, like, walking around the corner and then seeing, like, a woman with palsy walk and thinking it was a real-life zombie. Like, that's how much my brain was screwed up.
Damn.
And, you know, to just sort of, you know, look at weed lightly, like, it is really important. Like, to all of a sudden have, like, real thoughts that are real zombies, you know, that's, I don't know. I have different opinions about drugs.
But, no, I, you know what, and I could totally understand, because for me, like, you know, it's no secret, I smoke pot. But all the rest of that shit scares the crap out of me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I never ventured out. And that's because I grew up in the 80s. I remember when crack hit the scene and how, you know, we used to laugh at crackheads. I said, I'll never be that guy. You know? But I don't think I've ever been that high, Byron. I really don't think I've been so high that I thought somebody was a... I got to get a yo level, bro.
Dude, maybe it wasn't weed, man. I don't know. It was I don't know. People's brains function differently, but
differently. Because I've been around some people that fucking freak the fuck out when they get high, and I'm like, dude, I'm never smoking with you again. So you know, so that's
see, yeah, you're probably, you know, you're one of the many people that, you know, use weed. I mean, I don't know if you do it or not, but, like, sounds like, you know, it doesn't affect you negatively.
For the most part, no. No.
Right.
I mean, I fall, you know, I can't get really awesome jobs, regular 9-to-5 awesome jobs, you know, because of it, you know. But I'm a comic now, so that doesn't matter anymore. I'm going to be an Uber driver, so fuck it, you know. But other than that, yeah, no, but I do know that there are certain types of people in the world that shouldn't be doing anything, you know, and, you know, saying, and you know, respect to you for realizing that for yourself. Because there are people that they can't drink too much water. It's, you know, they give them water and they're freaking, you know, I mean, it's legitimately that bad for some people. So you know, saying shout out to you for realizing that in yourself and straightening yourself out. Because, I mean, fuck, dude. Let's be real. A person could be a douchebag and not do any drugs. Give them some drugs. What do you got now?
Right.
You know, not saying, I mean, you're no douchebag. You're an awesome person. But it just, you know, it makes a person worse. If they have no control, and you have to know that you don't have that first. And that, my friend, is the first step to what? Control. And now you have it. And now you're an awesome comic, a fantastic painter, a good friend, and an awesome radio guest.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate those things.
Well, no, that's not, man. I appreciate you being here. Now, to bring it back to a cooler or mood. Now, from my understanding, you spend a lot of time between here, here in Vegas, Arizona, and Utah? Or am I wrong for that?
Those are the places I really love to go and do comedy, because I've got, like, a lot of friends in Arizona and a lot of friends in Utah. And it's just good, you know, it's like a vacation when you tour out there. And, you know, I've been to, you know, I've done, you know, comedy, like, you know, all over the country. But it's just like those are the places that, like, they're so close, I can just drive. I try to go and do comedy in Utah, like, I don't know, like once every other month. And,
okay.
I'm going there in about a week. And
right on. Okay.
I got some dope shows booked there. I'm sure a lot of Utahns listen.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, where are you going to be? Yeah. Somebody in Utah's listening, I'm sure. I mean, just in case, where are you going to be at in Utah?
I'll be at Sandy Station opening for Aaron Woodall, and I have a show on the 18th as well, but they haven't gotten back to me about the venue.
Okay.
And then I have another show, and I'll post that on Facebook once she gets back to me. And then I have a show on the 25th on the U of U campus, and on the 26th I have a show at a place called Nita's. I've never done it before.
Oh, okay.
But I'll.
Yeah, I was gonna say, make sure you post it up and tag me. I'll get that shared around my 15 or so friends that I have on Facebook.
Okay.
Well, those
do you know,
15
do you know
friends
anyone?
Have thousands of friends.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Utah?
Not in my adult years. I have not been to Utah in my adult years. My next question to you was like, I was going to be, how's the scene out there?
It's good. There's a lot of funny people out there. Jonathan Faulkner, Christopher Stevens, what's his name? Nicholas Smith. I don't want to like leave anyone out. But there's a good scene. When I left Salt Lake City back in like 2010, there was like nothing. There was like two open mics, and now there's like a bunch of them and a bunch of shows, and that's kind of what I thought comedy was. I thought you did comedy once a week at an open mic, and that was it.
It's an everyday thing.
Sure.
So it was like light when you left, man. Because I was contemplating Utah, and I was like, I've never heard anybody say about going to Utah like ever. Until you, honestly, really, to tell you the truth, you're the only person that I know of that goes to Utah. Everybody else goes, like, to Cali, Arizona, and Colorado. How's Arizona?
Dude, Arizona's got a really good scene, too. It's got some of the funniest comedians I've ever met. What they have that's really dope in Tempe, Arizona, is they have an open mic at the Tempe Improv.
Mm-hmm.
And to get up, you have to pay 10 people. And they're really strict on that. You're not paid 10 people. You have to get 10 people to go. And so every month, you're performing in front of like 300 people. It's an open mic.
Wow.
I've never seen that. I don't know. Maybe other places have that, but it's so.
So it's not only a desirable mic, but then it's like, wow, that does make it interesting. So
mm-hmm.
there's like a couple of, about 20 comics up, it's easy 200 people sitting in front of you. All right, I'm sold. I got to find 10 people to travel to Arizona with me because I don't know anybody in Arizona.
Yeah,
unless
what sucks about that is, most comedians, all the friends are comedians. Like that. They're gonna want to get up on stage too.
Yeah. That's another hard part. Having to now here tell your jokes in front of creature comedians.
But I mean, you know, you've done bringer shows. You know, for those people that don't know what a bringer show is, you have to bring a certain amount of people to get on stage. You know, and
mm-hmm.
you know, you see, you know, sometimes it's hard, you know, to get like 10 people to pay $30 to see a show. So what I do is I go on this gay dating site called Grindr. And like, as soon as I put my shirtless profile picture up, I get like 100 messages like, "Hey dude, can I suck your dick?" And I'm like, "Sure, man. Do you like comedy?" You know.
Nice. I like to suck my dick and come see my show.
They all show up. They're like, "You're gonna suck our dicks." I'm like, "No, I lied. I was joking. I'm a comedian."
I'm a comedian. You read my profile? Told you to read my profile.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm gonna try that now.
Yeah, you're. I don't know. You're stepping into an abyss once you.
Yeah. Once you have a. There's no turning back.
Yeah.
For the love of money. So, Byron, I've got only a few minutes left on my show here. Do you got anybody you want to shout out or anything like that? Say hi to moms or anything?
I mean, my mother is Mormon, and she'd be mortified if she heard this. But I would love to tell her I would like to say I love her. My mom, my mom and my dad, they're the most important things to me, so I'd like to shout out to them.
Right on.
My brothers, my friends. I appreciate you for letting me be on the show.
Man, like I said, I appreciate you for accepting the invite. You're the man, Byron.
No problem.
Well, with that being said, I'm going to let Byron get back to the rest of his life so he can stop sitting in the car looking like a total perv. There's no telling how many trannies can stop by and peek their head in the window. Give them the old you, me, you, they, fingers.
this is a really interesting podcast experience for sure. It was good.
That did my best.
I had a lot of fun.
Good. I'm glad. Like I said, I'm here for the people, man. I'm here for you, Byron, and the rest of them, 48 million Americans. It's 48 million, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah. It's somewhere.
Could be 20 million. I would be like, all right.
Yeah. Now, when it gets down to about 4 or 5, we'll take notice. Until then. All right, well, Brian, watch out for the trainees, man.
All right, I will.
All right, bub, thanks again. And hopefully I'll see you in Utah, man. All right, bro.
All right, sweet.
Sweet, later.
All right, bye.
Byron Kemp Scout. Byron Kemp Stout. I can't talk too much slurpy. Funny guy, man. Make sure you follow my page. You guys can follow my page and follow him on Facebook, Byron Kemp Stout. Funny guy. He'll be going to Utah next week to tell his jokes. You can occasionally catch him out here in Vegas, random places. It's a funny dude. It's Wild on West Coast Wednesday. It's hot in Vegas. About 100 and than shit out here. Let's see what the temperature is here in Vegas. Shout out to my man Arthur. He's out in Africa. We're talking to him pretty soon. Playing his music. All the girls are beautiful. Let's see if we got that to play right now. By the way, tomorrow's Thursday, so make sure you guys get out to Money Plays. And see me tell my brand of jokes, my ha-ha funny. I'll be killing it. Ah, here we go. All right. So without further ado, I'm going to play a little music here for you guys. This was from my man, Arthur. This song is Every Girl is Beautiful.
NigelFinance.net.
Kiss the on the beat.
Okay.
It's your boy, I don't see. Shara Tokyo, in the old nation. Every girl is beautiful. All the girls are wonderful. I love them.
Shout outs. We got birthday parties coming up here this Saturday. Money Plays, party with Fred. We drinking all the yak, getting turned all the way up. That's this weekend. Don't forget, we got the Loonies coming in August 20th. Loonies show. It's going to be kind of out there. Loonies. This is a huge lineup. Let's see if we can get that lineup up here. It's a pretty lineup. Let's see if we can pull it up. Yeah. Give me a moment here, good kind people. In the meantime, 20 times. Oh, yeah, we got Big Paul Mack birthday coming up. September 9th. No, not September 9th. I'm going about this the wrong way, everybody. Let me get this list up so I can tell y'all who's going to be at this Looney's Affair. Big show plans. Gonna be a lot of people there. Where's that flyer at? Alright, so Looney's show. Money plays. August 20th. Here we go. Drew Down, Razzcast, C Knight, Havoc, Mr. Black, Wolf Dotson, Rebel Bread, Rhyme Scheme, Cuzzo Fly, Harvey Listen, Misfit, Productiona, Vic Smith, and more. I mean, there's going to be some surprises too, so make sure you guys pay close attention to that going on there. And then we've got my friend and yours, Paul Macklin. His birthday is coming up. I just got the old okay from Blog Talk Radio. I only have but a few minutes left on my show. All right, so we got the Virgo birthday pass. Get my man, Paulie Mack. It's his birthday. Doors of that bad boy open at 10 p.m. Got to be 21 and over. Got to have some ID. Hey, I was right, September 9th. Now, also in September on the 10th, the day after Paul's birthday, we got me and some of my comedy buddies going together a comedy show. So make sure you guys pay attention to that. That's September 10th. That's going to be me, Doc the Truth Teller, Victor Hernandez, Ernest, Sean Rostin, plus many more to be announced later. It'll be Money Plays presents The Residence. The time is 8 to 10. Also, subject to change, it's still early yet, so we're starting our promo early now, so make sure you guys check us out. That's it, man. We only got a few seconds left on the show. Want to give a shout out to Chrissy, my barber, Miss Katrina, the First Lady of Pastor Mike Radio. Also give a shout out to B. Daly. He's in Chicago. He'll be coming home shortly, so have a safe trip, brother. Shout out to my man, Tony Giles. He's on his way to Florida right now, so he's having a safe trip. That's all. Wild and West Coast Wednesday. Man, it's been beautiful. Thank you, Byron Stout, for being on the show. Funny man. He'll be in Utah, so Utahians, check him out. He's coming your way. That's it. Pass the mic out.